Every so often we hear one of those announcements about a city being named a something city USA. Tree City USA, for example. Several of our cities are on that list. Then there's the Bee City designation for cities friendly to bees and other pollinators. And people familiar with Ashland are getting used to the idea of it being an e-city. For the second year in a row, Google put Ashland on its list of e-cities. Here's our chance to find out just what that means. Catherine Cato is the Director of Sales, Marketing, and the Visitor and Convention Bureau for the Ashland Chamber of Commerce. We get the sense she's the only person in the office, but I guess there are others, Catherine.
Yes, I'm one of six.
Okay, good to know, but you wear a lot of hats anyway.
Yes.
Let's talk about the e-city designation. What is an e-city in this context?
Well, good morning, and thanks for having me today. We were delighted to hear back from Google this year and know that we were nominated as an e-city as the second time. So last year was the first in 2013, and only seven cities across America were designated for a second time, including Ashland just about a month ago.
And so what does it mean to be an e-city?
What does it mean? Many have asked us, yes. Why Ashland? As we understand it, Google and the independent research firm Ipsos analyzed the online strength of small businesses in cities. So they're focusing on small businesses having a website, using a blog, promoting their business on a social network, and selling goods directly on their web pages. So I think it's surprising to Google that for a town of 20,000, such as Ashland, in a fairly rural setting, we have a thriving online business community. We have a broadband capacity. That relates back to our investment in AFN, Ashland Fiber Network, years ago to create this broadband capacity. This past year, even Movie Maker Magazine nominated Ashland as the second top town to live in as a movie maker to live and work. So they think we can do it. So does Google. Broadband capacity, major motion pictures. There's a lot of folks that love to live here in Ashland, work worldwide, and be able to enjoy that quality of life in their own quiet way.
And it is a quieter place, certainly, than living in a place like Portland or even Eugene, I guess, for that matter.
It is. And we were asked, well, why not Portland? So it is based on per capita. Mm-hmm. So because we have 20,000 residents, we do have a visitor base of over 300,000 folks that come to see us every year. Our sophisticated amenities are what you see in the brick and mortar on Main Street. However, the e-city designation really speaks to the amazing tech companies, the technology here, and the innovation of our citizenry.
I'm glad you brought up Portland because one of the first things I did when I heard about the e-city designation was look at the list and discovered that Ashland is, in fact, the only city in Oregon on it. Is that right?
Yes. Yes, that is true. We were flabbergasted in the first year saying, wow, well, how about Ashland? But it is per capita. And Google also mentioned the entrepreneurial spirit that we embrace here, from the mom and pop shops to the savvy tech startups. Good examples of businesses in Ashland turning to the internet to start and develop their own business. Even in the past year, the Ashland Chamber of Commerce launched the Ashland Business Resource Portal. From Wyden to Buckley, they spoke very highly of our new project here. And the portal is essentially a one-stop shop online, whether you're getting started, considering moving your business to Ashland, growing your business, dealing with issues, trying to make your business more sustainable, or really just seeking out those resources. So that's an example of what we've done inside our own doors to create an online relationship with folks of seeking that information from the economic dashboard to what the livelihood of Ashland is in terms of the employment, wages, workforce, permits, taxes, really how to navigate business within Ashland. That's one example of what we do, but I'm sure there's many folks in the community you could speak to that perhaps would define why we got this award a little bit differently as well.
So think of eCity in terms of e-commerce. This is a place that's very tuned into e-commerce. It's not necessarily about having the greatest distribution of Wi-Fi hotspots or anything like that.
No. That could add to it, but really it's the ability to do business worldwide and our broadband capacity, but also they mention, the internet plays a critical role in growing local businesses. So though we have a small mom and pop and we pride ourselves on that, that's a very unique shopping experience that visitors and locals get from their retailers to the restaurants locally here, but their capacity to grow online or on the line.
I made that mistake earlier.
Yes.
On the line.
To be able to grow online and utilize that. So, we couldn't get this award if it weren't for our thriving business community, the efforts that folks make and invest back. And again, I think it does come back to the innovation of folks and what they're doing and what they see possible and where do we want to be in 5 or 10 years.
Catherine Cato is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the Director of Sales, Marketing, and the Visitor and Convention Bureau for the Ashland Chamber of Commerce. We're talking about the city's designation for a second straight year as an e-city by Google. You can join us on the Exchange as we talk about the significance of that, of being on the line with the Google as an e-city. 800-838-3760 around the region, 800-838-3760. Email address jx@jeffnet.org. You talked about where you want to be in 5 years, but a lot of where Ashland is right now, obviously, as an e-city, is helped, as you pointed out, by the investment in the Ashland Fiber Network, which is kind of an old story, I think, for people who haven't, you know, it's a story that, that seems like part of history. But the city basically needed technology to be able to read the utility meters and chose building this network to do it and figured as long as they were doing it, hey, let's do high-speed internet and TV and everything else along with it.
Yes. Yes. So I think that AFN really provides that, well, from large and small businesses to connect, in terms of the fiber service, the cable modems that they provide. So really what I hear, yes, there's a long history that is dynamic in the sense where we've invested in technology and we've believed in it. We've continued to do that. We've grown. So now I think the movers and shakers and leaders are maximizing, you know, using the capacity of the broadband in a different way. So, for instance, the movie making element here. And also, there's a lot of hidden gems in Ashland. We had an innovators conference last spring that brought together some different tech companies. Represented over 400 jobs in Ashland, but really there were some companies that folks knew nothing about, and they almost like it that way, I think, but I can't speak for them.
I was about to ask. I mean, if there are 400 jobs in techie kinds of businesses in Ashland and you don't hear much about them, it may be because they're quite fine with that.
Yes, I think even, you know, Blackstone Audio, that's a good example of what they're doing and what technologies they've created. You also have Folium Partners, you have Vortex, you have a lot of different companies that are doing amazing things with software and innovation here in Ashland that really put Ashland on the map. I think the e-city designation is a unique element for Ashland because we're known as the top trail running town, the top you know, jumping off point for adventure, most beautiful villages and towns of the Pacific Northwest. We're on a lot of top 10 lists, top 10 places to retire. The Oregon Shakespeare Festival, we have so much to be grateful for and thankful for in this community. But to get the e-city designation speaks to the strength of our economy and also how we can then grow that.
So does Google contact you when they are considering you for this, or is it just something they just give you an email one day and say, oh, by the way, we put you on the list this year?
It came as a surprise last year, and we were told that there was going to be a special announcement, and Google said, we are coming to Ashland. So that was a surprise. So they essentially have the designation in place before they let us know. And we're going for a triple crown next year, hopefully.
Go for three in a row. Mm-hmm. Oh, and you said there were just how many? Not very many cities in all that were seven, was it? That made it 2 years in a row.
We're one of seven repeat cities in the country. And it's interesting they came back to us. But I think, you know, perhaps the community, you know, after this designation happened, everyone said, wow, we do have this. Can we grow? And there's been some growth points, you know, throughout the past year that Google said, wow, they're really taking that and utilizing that designation to say, yeah, we can do business online. That's pretty simplistic. Most folks have a website by now, but how do you use it? How do you sell? And really, I think, again, coming back to the per capita and the fact that we're a small town having what we do, we're, you know, mini Portland. So
mini Portland. Is it a passive kind of thing where they're just totaling up their own sheets someplace and figuring out whether you're meeting the criteria, or is there something that you can do as the Ashland Chamber of Commerce to impress upon Google how e-city friendly you are?
Well, the designation is born out of the relationship between Google and the independent research firm. So they create their own criteria and they designate their own towns.
So there's no campaigning in essence.
No
saying, hey, look at this. You know, let me trot out examples for you. Nothing like that.
Not before the designation, but certainly after the designation, it is a wonderful thing to be able to speak to and put on our bucket list of accomplishing.
Does Google give you a badge that you can then put on your advertisements or something and charge you $500 for it or something like that?
Well, they actually Google comes with much fanfare. If you were able to be at Noble Coffee, they hosted us the day we had that. And mind you, there's, you know, red, yellow, green, blue balloons. There's noisemakers. There's stickers. And actually, we have the stickers at our chamber office. So if you're proud to be part of this Ashland eCity designation, we have stickers that say 2014 on them that you can put in the decal in your window, essentially. We have some pop-ups and things that we, both the city and the chamber, are using to promote. And But I think, like anything, you want all the businesses and citizenry to embrace something. If it's meaningful and valuable, then everyone has to embrace it.
Does it give you any benefits as a Chamber of Commerce in trying to attract new businesses to town? I mean, if there's the phone rung, or I guess in the case of people involved in e-business, they'd probably contact you via email. But, I mean, are you getting any inquiries from people saying, hey, this e-city thing interests me, I'm thinking of relocating there, or something like that?
I've seen over the past year, I mean, if you've noticed, we have been in the New York Times a couple of articles. You know, we've popped up in the news in larger ways. With the Ashland Business Resource Portal that we created, certainly that designation helps underscore why we're doing that and how folks are finding us. For years, we've responded to weekly calls on I'd like to move here. I'd like to start a business, open a business, relocate here. We fielded a lot of that. So what we did is we compiled all this information online, and having that eCity designation, again, underscores the credibility of what we do here in Ashland. And I think that's attracting a higher end clientele of business owners.
When you do get those calls and people saying, hey, I'd like to move here, I'd like to relocate here, I mean, there are some truths about Ashland. The fact is, since it is an in-demand kind of place, the real estate costs a lot here. It's one of the most expensive places to live in the state of Oregon, or at least to buy a house. And so is that communicated in the second conversation, or how is that conveyed?
It's right in the forefront. We handle economic development and tourism promotion for the city. That's our charge and our role to promote and enable. But really, I think the best advice we can give folks or business owners is honest and real. If you're looking for cheap, shovel-ready land, well, that's perhaps not Ashland. You're investing in a quality of life, and you're investing in having employees that also have to have a living wage. So it's a different conversation. People that are seeking us out, I think that educational point has to come at the forefront to be able to – they have to – their needs have to match what we can offer, and that's an investment in quality of life, from how the realtors sell Ashland to how we promote it throughout the town. That's – you have to be honest in giving good advice for people to really make a life change.
Do you let them know there are less expensive options not far away? I heard somebody actually on our air on the fund drive refer to Talent, Oregon, as Brooklyn, because just as people in Manhattan end up living in Brooklyn because it's cheaper, people who want to be in Ashland often end up in Talent because
sure.
It's cheaper.
I think between Medford, Ashland, Talent, Phoenix, we all complement each other, right? Folks live in Medford, work in Ashland, and vice versa, and it seems to. And the growth is for everything. The pie is for everybody in terms of Southern Oregon as a whole and how we can grow. There's many different characteristics to Ashland that are different than Medford. How are we alike and how are we similar? Even looking into the data and analysis, we can't necessarily take Jackson County information. It doesn't necessarily equal out in Ashland. We're different, and we have to explore that and showcase why and the value behind that.
I can imagine there's a bit of a mixed bag here for someone in your position, because on the one hand, this place is very attractive to people, and so it's a fairly easy sell because there are so many different things that attract people here. But because there are so many different things that attract people here, there are also lots and lots of moving parts, many of which you explained, everything from the Shakespeare Festival to being able to fly fish in the Rogue River.
Yes. Yep. Yes. In terms of, you know, attracting visitors, that visitor base, some convert into residents because they enjoy that the sophisticated amenities. I think our citizenry and our visitor base are highly educated, and we pride ourselves on that. We've always made an investment in education, from the normal school, now what is SOU, to the cultural arts of Shakespeare. But the outdoor pillar is also growing, and that to me rounds out why that Ashland experience is, you know, we're a base camp to the mountain lakes, to the Pacific Crest Trail, to all the wonderful things that Ashland has to offer.
When I think about things, though, like the fact that you are the head of the Visitor and Convention Bureau for the Ashland Chamber, too, do you get many conventions in town, A, and B, are people that interested in conventions anymore, particularly when they're doing a lot of business online and a lot of communicating online, hence the eCity designation?
Oh, totally. Conferences and conventions have really changed the way they go about in soliciting conventions, inviting people in, how they manage it. But, you know, I think there was that trend of the webinar. It's still going on. It's still happening. However, it doesn't replace that human connection, those relationships. We are, I'm glad you asked about that. You know, we're anticipating this coming summer with the opening of Ashland Hills, that convention center. It's been dormant for about 10 years, but now we can throw our hat back in a bigger ring, welcoming, you know, 500, 600, 700 folks to Ashland with their significant others, staying longer, benefiting all of town. So we can really throw our hat back in a bigger ring. Already working because conventions and conferences plan ahead, there's a need and demand for that from the Recyclers Association, National Co-ops of America, from a huge variety of places. People still need to get together and converse, share challenges, get inspired. You know, hopefully we can host the Governor's Conference on Tourism. But this is, again, I think things have changed, but people still want to have a human connection, no matter what, when it boils down to that. You might be learning and taking workshops and doing different things online, which then it changes the shape of it, but I still think there's a need for that. And, you know, welcoming groups to Ashland, whether they're interested in travel writing or huge different types. I mean, we're halfway between Portland and San Francisco, so there's a lot of different types of conferences that we could then host.
Does the E-City designation help to do anything about the shoulder season, the seasons when the Shakespeare Festival is dark, November, December, January?
Right. Well, you know, tourism has been strong this past summer, and actually this past fall has been busy with visitors. We just finished our Ashland Culinary Festival, of which James Williams from Omar's took Top Chef 2014. That is a great designation. We have Restaurant Week in February, and then Mount Ashland's efforts of, you know, when the snow flies and gets open, those travelers that want to seek out a fun experience here in Southern Oregon.
Again, a lot of moving parts, and on top of that now, once again, the E-City designation from Google for the second year in a row for the city of Ashland. Catherine Cato is the Director of Sales, Marketing, and the Visitor and Convention Bureau at the Ashland Chamber. Thanks so much for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thanks for having me.
You bet.